Hi, my name is Billie Jill Link, and this is my blog post, Today's Yes. The Year of Yes, How to Dance It Out, Stand in the Sun, and Be Your Own Person by Shonda Rhimes nudged at my curiosity in 2016. What would 365 days of saying yes be like for me? What did it look like for Rhimes, who creates and works in big, visible ways? She is the creator, writer, and executive producer of Grey's Anatomy and various other television and creative projects. Why did an outwardly successful Rhimes need to decide and then act on a year of yes? What had she been saying no to? I don't recall the exact fears that held Rhimes back or prevented opportunities. I have vague recollections of public speaking and personal social interactions. I'm fairly certain the universal hesitations and avoidance of the unknown, fear of failure, and other people's commentary marked moments. The yeses and nos in our lives are as different and individual as we are as people. Rhimes' daily yes practice was a path of self-discovery, reflection, and resilience building. I'm not designating a year of yes. I do desire a joyful life rich with creativity, adventure, and soulful moments. Whether I choose maybe, no, or yes, I prefer the decision to link to my desire. And this means evaluating and deciding in a more purposeful way, and at times choosing opportunities and events that unnerve and scare me. This includes a gravel bike race, publishing a novel, a half marathon run on a July morning in the North Dakota Badlands, social situations I would have declined without a second thought, and other moments that have yet to be presented. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your day.